Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
Welcome to the program. Charles Collins' reactions are continuing to come into Pope Benedict's Easter Urbi et Orbi message. And during his address, he brought attention to conflicts in Africa, such as Darfur and Somalia, as well as what he called the tormented Middle East, especially the Holy Land, Iraq, and Lebanon. He also mentioned the ongoing crisis in Tibet. He encouraged all people of goodwill to seek solutions that will safeguard peace and the common good. The ambassador to the Holy See from Chile, Pablo Cabrera, was at the Urbi et Orbi. He said that the responsibility for peace is a task we all share.
I think it was very encouraging. We were witnesses that how the Pope was delivering some sort of exhortation to peace throughout the world. The Pope, as usual, exhorted everybody to work for peace. Christian, non-Christians, agnostic, atheists, whoever. I think it's a real clear message for peace that the Pope has underlined. The moral authority of the Pope has this message, and we have to gather and to receive that message as a sort of task that everybody we have to take as a sort of encouragement to work for peace and security throughout the world.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.